I'm delighted now to welcome to the program Vince Cadlebeck and Emily Montoya from Meow Wolf, who are part of the fabulous collective that's opening a new show this Friday from 5 to 9 in the evening. It's called Omega Mart. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hi, thank you for having us.
So I went over to Omega Mart yesterday, even though it's not. Is it officially open yet?
Well, yes, it is open Wednesday through Sunday. We've been open this past week.
Okay. And so you've got people walking in to this store. I'm doing finger quotes.
Yeah, supermarket.
It's a supermarket called Omega Mart. And in it, you basically have yet another vehicle for the insane creativity of Meow Wolfers to basically do some of the things they want. It's all products in a kind of artistic supermarket.
Yes, Omega Mart specializes in nationally localized products and organically recommended produce.
And so some of those things include basically what look like, at first glance, I mean, people actually are walking in thinking it's a store.
Oh, yeah.
They look like, I mean, you've, what, taken bottles out of recycling and painted them with...
Yeah, we recycled tons of old product, you know, that we had been using, just like trash bag fulls of stuff, and then created labels. A lot of labels designed based on kids' work that we did in elementary schools over the year, that Meow did over the year with kids here in town. And then we designed them, created labels, and a lot of stuff printed directly onto cardboard so that like it looks like real, legit products.
Yeah.
And it's located in a store that used to
be... storefront, yeah.
Yeah, it used to be something. I don't remember what was there.
AAA.
Ah, it was AAA.
Yeah.
Okay, so in this store, you've got things like pork chaff and elk dross and what was it, porked beef or beefed pork?
Beefed pork, yes.
Yes, and all these things that you guys just came up with, which is, it's kind of an exercise in surrealistic imagination.
Yeah, absolutely, because the goal was to re-envision a grocery store and to basically get people who would never come to an art opening, but people who would go to the opening of a new grocery store in town, to get them totally convinced and to get them to come in thinking, oh yes, this is, I'm going to get great values here.
Now, you put a full-page ad in last week's Reporter.
Yeah,
and we've been
coupons.
Doing ads for the past several months.
Yeah, we've been doing it. We did some trade with them. So they gave us, you know, we've been doing a whole PR and marketing campaign since April. That also involved, which was really great, like a level of this art project where like we had PR and marketing representatives meeting with like the New Mexican and Hutton Broadcasting and different, you know, different media outlets in town. We had them meeting, you know, in these fake PR and marketing meetings trying to like negotiate ad sales and stuff. But the Reporter actually gave us like 6 or 7 full page ads. So we've been promoting it this whole time for the last few months as like a legit supermarket.
Would anybody looking at the ads be able to tell that there's something fishy going on?
Maybe you would if you did look closely enough and you see we're selling stuff like type 2 diet beefies and honey clumps of and that kind of thing.
And things like, you know, the new Santa Fe store with Santa Fe in quotations for no reason, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, and we also had this entire anti-Omega Mart campaign going on where we would run the Omega Mart ad that would say Alpha Products, Omega Savings. And then right next to it would be the protest Omega Mart in Santa Fe, like Alpha Problems, Omega Shamings, you know. So,
so basically, for anybody who was paying attention, there was this whole artwork going on the pages of the paper.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, you got young people involved from elementary schools.
Yes. Yes.
How did you approach them? What happened?
We had this program called Chimera, which basically we take Meow Wolf artists, instructors into the elementary schools. And the curriculum this year that we were doing for the second semester was Omega Mart. And so we basically presented the concept to them as like a joke, as like a practical joke on the entire city of Santa Fe, which got these kids, they're like 3rd grade to 7th grade or 8th grade, got them like really jazzed right off the bat. Like they're going to play a practical joke on the entire city. And then
it wasn't a hard sell.
Right. No, it wasn't a hard sell at all. And then when we told them about like making fake products, it's like a kid's dream come true. Like, you know, putting them as the producer in the realm of consumerism, putting them on the producer side of it for once, you know, rather than being bombarded with you know, marketing. They could actually come up with it for once. So they loved it. They got way into it. And all of their products are on display there. Yeah.
Like sunscreen mayonnaise.
Yep, that's one.
What are some of the others?
Powdered dreams.
Yeah, powdered dreams.
Yeah, there's a bunch.
And there's some sculptural organs that can be used for organ transplants in the refrigerator section. Yeah.
Yes, far cheaper than the black market.
That's right. Now, to me, when I look at this, it seems like a media literacy education campaign for these young people.
Totally.
While they get to be funny.
Yeah, it was, you know, and what's great about it, it's a media literacy campaign or media literacy curriculum without, you know, based directly like in a hands-on way. We're not telling them what to learn. They're just learning about consumerism and capitalism and marketing and the media. They're just learning about it by doing the project directly. So it's not like we don't have any sort of like political, or we don't have any lesson that needs to be learned. Like whatever lesson they learn is direct from the project itself. So,
and because, as you say, they've been bombarded with these messages since they were born, it's pretty well internalized.
Yeah.
They can start playing with it.
They're so ready to play with it, too. They get the joke right away. And
it's like whenever we ask them, okay, so what else is on the packaging? They would be like, oh, it needs to say fat-free. It needs to say
gluten-free,
healthy for your body, organic, or like they knew exactly the sort of like, you know, the buzzwords that would need to be on their products.
They got really into like the warnings to side effects.
Yeah, side effects like, may include death. Like
side
every product is that
you may die.
And like gluten, what is it? Gluten-free face cream or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh God, it's so much fun and hilarious. And like all Meow Wolf installations that I've seen, no matter how many times you go, you see new things because you can't take it all in at once.
Yeah, it's that maximalist mentality.
Right. How many people worked on it? I suppose you can't even count. Dozens.
Well, Meow Wolf people would probably be
30 or 40, 30 maybe.
Yeah, maybe like 30 of us.
And it was a nice project. It was a nice project to open up to like a larger community too, because it's a pretty easy concept to just be like, just make products.
Right.
And then once you know, you just give people that space, they could just, you know, start coming up with stuff. So people were dropping stuff off at the store, you know, just sort of randomly.
People who weren't necessarily really part of the collective in the first place.
Yeah, exactly.
And so this opens on Friday. There's a big opening from 5 to 9 this Friday, the 20th of July, and you will be open for a while.
Yeah, we're going to be open Wednesday through Sunday, 12 to 8 p.m. Until September, like mid-September.
Now, are you actually going to sell anything that's in there?
Yes, all of our products are available.
We've actually done, it's been interesting to see. The people who know it's an art project are purchasing products. The people who are walking in thinking it's a grocery store are barely even capable of staying in the store for longer than like 5 minutes before feeling too awkward and needing to leave, as if like it's another universe that they were not supposed to be in.
Right. Is there anybody who walks in not knowing that it's an art project and then they just get it?
A few,
yeah,
right?
A few people will just walk around and get halfway through the store and then you'll just hear them say, oh, and then they start looking at it again.
And you stick around a little bit, yeah.
Well, it's hilariously funny, and the people who are clerks in the store, like you, Emily Montoya, are a little bit in character when you're showing people around. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Trying to make sure people are finding things okay and, you know, misting our fake produce
with
chemical sprays and...
toxic pesticides, perhaps?
Yes, but only organically recommended toxic pesticides, of course. But like, that's one of the most fun parts of it, is working the store and seeing people's reactions.
Performative. Having the PA system, you know, to be able to do like cleanup on aisle 2 and do that whole deal.
Right.
So
yeah,
it's an addictive space, man. I've had a hard time leaving it when I'm there. Even if I'm not working, I'm just like hanging out because it's like, oh, it's totally, I think we succeeded at this one just as much as we did with the ship in creating an alternate universe that is fully immersive and sort of believable.
Right. So. And, like, I think every installation I've ever been to, with the possible exception of the ship, but maybe not even that, it has that distinctive smell of paint and glue.
Yeah.
And Lord knows what else.
Yeah, exactly. We always end up, we're so good at going up to the last second, so the paint's usually, like, pretty fresh, you know?
Vince Kadlebeck and Emily Montoya are part of Meow Wolf and the Omega Mart, which is great because you have the O and the M as sort of like Greek letters, Omega Mart. But if you kind of take them off, it says Mega Art, which is intentional, I guess.
Yep.
Omega Mart, Mega Art opens this Friday, July 20th. From 5 to 9, but it's really open before that, so you can pop in the afternoons.
Yes, yeah. Come see us any day. We have excellent values, and we're waiting to serve you.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Sure.